This is going to be the fastest. This is going to be the fastest podcast ever we've ever done because we only have 8 minutes to record it, and we've all forgot that we had to do this podcast today to full transparency. So we're going to talk fast, and we're going to get the fastest.
Is that recording button on right now?
Yeah, we're recording right now.
I didn't forget. We've just been having a very good conversation.
We have been having a really good conversation. I've enjoyed our conversation. We've been talking about social media.
Although, you know, it was a little work related.
Melissa, you got to talk faster. We only have 8 minutes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It was very work related, so I don't know if anybody else would be really interested.
No, what are those pills on the desk?
It is interesting about brains.
Mel has pills on the desk.
Brain vitamins that I forgot to take. See, I
need them. Brain vitamins. Oh my gosh. Melissa, with the damn brain vitamins.
I never take them, and I said I got to start taking them.
You literally bought those like 4 years ago.
I know. They probably aren't expired by now.
In fact, I think that was like one of the first videos I think we ever posted on social media was like Mel getting these brain pills. Yeah. And I remember I stole the bottle, and I read the there was this really...
I didn't even know that was in there until you read it.
Yeah, right. And I read the... It's like on the bottle, it's like this, like, to enhance your brain and get the neurons firing off on all cylinders, you should use a brain pill because it radioactivates your senses into a complete catastrophe or whatever. I don't know.
Well, I'm hoping it helps with my dyslexia because I can flip things too much.
4 minutes.
Too much flip things.
You're doing great. Mel, has there been anything that you've bought online that like that you bought to better yourself and that you realized like within a short amount of time, like maybe I shouldn't have bought this? Not saying everything, but like have
a
you bought
lot of
like
things.
Like for example, those red light glasses that you're wearing.
Well,
here.
I used them today. But and I'm only supposed to use them like 3 days a week.
By the way, that's like in like a year, we're gonna re-ask this question. Mel's gonna be like, those red light glasses. Guys, I'm blind. My right eye, I don't see things anymore. I'm like, I'm colorblind in one eye now.
Yeah. I could tell you right now, I've only used them a little bit, but after I use them, I feel like it's a little bit better. My eyesight's a little bit better.
Why do they shine directly into your eyes?
No, you leave them above, but they want you to like look up towards it.
So
it's
they
supposed
want you,
to increase
to
your
shine.
ATP in your body.
So
you're American tennis professionals? Wait, what is ATP? ATP.
I'm not sure. 3 minutes. American tennis professional. Wait, so our whole lives we were told not to look into the sun, and now these lights are telling you to look into the sun?
Yeah, well, it's only red light. And it's at a certain level, so it's safe. I'm not blind yet. Okay,
but
so
the whole thing was like, you can't get too close to the TV. Now the TV is right above our eyes, but it's red.
Yeah, but that's blue light.
Association of Tennis Professionals. I was close.
I was close enough.
Now look up the other ATP. The real ATP.
ATP?
In your body.
Yeah, you know me.
Austin talking privately?
Austin talking. That's the other podcast we do.
It's the same podcast, but it's just you two edit it out.
It's like, wow, Austin has a lot of questions that nobody answers.
Yeah. And what? It takes long breaks in between talking. Yeah.
Sometimes you just hear him laughing.
Mel, I'm going to be honest, and maybe this is just my Google algorithm. Whenever I Google ATP, it just goes straight to the tennis thing.
Sports.
Oh, wait. Adenosine triphosphate.
Two minutes.
Anyway.
2 minutes left?
2 minutes. We got to go in 2 minutes.
Wait, what? No. Yeah, we have 4 minutes.
No. We have to be downstairs.
Oh, so we have to upload it before we go
We have to finish and then go downstairs. It's not like we magically teleport in 2 seconds.
Okay. Hey, guys, if you could be any animal in the world, what animal would you want to be?
An elephant.
Really? Why?
Oh, my God, because they're so smart. And have you ever seen their painting videos? They can paint, and they're absolutely amazing. People sell their painting videos and make a lot of money.
Okay, Melissa, that would be like an elephant looking at humans and being like, have you seen humans? They can paint. Not all humans can paint.
But
not
all elephants can paint.
No, not all elephants.
Yes, they can. They're so good.
You've just seen a video of a few elephants painting.
You're stereotyping. In fact, that's a little racist, Mel.
What?
Yeah.
Because I'm clumping all
elephants
into one group.
All great paintings.
N-A-E, Mel. Not all elephants.
All right, what animal would you be?
1 minute.
I love flamingos. Fun fact about me.
Because of the color?
Yeah, the color. They can sleep on one leg.
They got skinny legs.
Yeah. Great bods.
Yeah. Claw feet.
And they're usually in tropical destinations.
And Vegas.
Very popular on Lisa Frank posters.
Mm. Oh, and Vegas. Kyle, what animal would you be?
Be a bear.
Really?
Because of the Chicago Bears?
Nah, I just feel like, you know. You're always around people. You're protective of the ones you love.
No, wait. I'm changing my answer.
You can hibernate in the winter?
I can sleep in the winter. That'd be great.
I actually
thought about this last night. I would be a dog.
30 seconds.
House dog.
You went from flamingo to dog?
Yeah. I forget the flamingo. The dogs, they get taken care of by humans. And they get taken care of very well.
My dog sleeps on multiple pillows. Right.
Sometimes some dogs are not taken very good care of, so... It's a crapshoot.
Oh my gosh.
It's a crapshoot.
Am I racist towards dogs?
Yeah.
NAD, not all dogs.
Yeah. Hello.
10 seconds.
Oh my gosh. Any last thoughts? Hurry. Go. Everyone has to share one last thought. Go.
Hamburgers.
Hamburgers. Okay.
Fart sound.
Kaleidoscope with Nicolas Cage.